This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishmaror Daf HaShavua. And today we're going to learn how to make tzitzis. We have a tradition that there's supposed to be 5 knots, each one doubled, a total of 10 knots. And there's a reason why there should be 10 knots. Kabbalistically, we want to have a total of 10 knots. We want to have 4 spaces in between the 5 knots. And the Mechaber said, on the bottom line, on page 44, Chav Beis Amad Beis, Sif Yodalet, V'noyagin Lichrich Ba'avir Rishon Sheva Krichas, the minhag is to tie 7 wrappings in the first airspace, Uvasheni Teisha, the second one 9, Uvashlishi Achas Esrei, and then 11, Urvi Shloish Esrei, Sha'olam Kulam Arbam, you want to have a total of 40, Kiminyan, Hashem Echad, which is Hashem Echad, which is Sha'olam Shloish Mateisha, Ve'im Hashem Heim Arbam, and with Ima Koila, with Hashem, you have 40. V'noagu Lasleis B'soif Kol Chut Kesher, the minog is to make at the end of every string a knot, kidei sheyamoid b'shezirasoi, so that it remains twined. So at the end of each string, you make a little knot. This way, it remains twined. Now, I don't think we do that anymore because we have good strings. They don't untwine. And then if you put like that, it doesn't even look nice. So, you know. Okay, sif katan. Ayin, uvasheni teisha. We spoke this out last week. Uva kavanois kasuv. In the kavanois of the Ari, it's written b'sheni shmeina. So that's what I remember from when I was in first grade. The Rebbe made up a niggun: 7, 8, 11, 13, 7, 8, 11, 13, but not 7, 9. But that's b'chein hiskimu v'achweinim. The shiva. Why? First of all, the Hashem Echad comes out much better. You don't have to come on to the Imak Koyla, you get 39. And the Shivu Shmainu Shem Ka. The 7 and the 8 is the Shem Ka. V'acher kach achas esrei. Then you have 11. Uvitzeiruf Hushem Havaya. V'acher shloisha se gemachi echad v'zeu Hashem Echad. So it comes out really nice. First 7 and 8. That's 15, that's Ka. Then 11, 26. That's Hashem. And then 13 is Echad. It's Mamish Hashem Echad. But if you have 7, 9, and 13, that's 7, 9, and 13 is 16, 29. You see, this way you have 7, 8, that's 11, plus 7, 8, excuse me, that's 15, plus 11 is 26. So there you get Hashem's name. But if you're going to have 7 and 9, that's 16 and 11, 27, you're not doing anything with that. So that's quite interesting. The Dirshu brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak that one should not speak out when you twine the tzitzis, so that you have like a contiguous remez to Hashem's name, to the achdus of Hashem's name. He brings that some say that undoing the windings is like erasing Hashem's name. And that means when you're writing it, it has a din of ksivas Hashem's name. And if you're mafsik be'emtza, it's like you're mafsik in the middle of writing Hashem's name. But again, this is seems like a Kabbalistic practice. But nevertheless, you see the significance of the number 7 and 8 is Ka, plus 11 is Havaya, plus 13 is Echad. Uvetzitzis shal Rav Shlomo Molchai. In the tzitzis of Rav Shlomo Molchai, haya ba'avir rishon yud krichais, v'achakach hei, kishem Havaya. V'ayim b'levush v'el yorabba, oyid b'inyana krichais. Okay. Some make a knot at the end of the windings. B'soif kol chud. Ayin le'el b'siv katan yudches ma'ashe kasafti sham. Look earlier. Namely, that if the strings are twined well and they're not going to unravel, better not to make a knot. Because it's better not to add to the number of knots. The Prima Gadam says it's still not Baal Toysef. Because only the first kesher is midaraisa. Okay. Weiter. Toiv la'asoyis hachutim beinanim lo'y ovim v'lo'y dakam mishum zekeil v'aveyo. It's better to have regular strings, not thick and not thin. Now, I'm a little bit wondering about that, because why are those not available in any store? You have regular? No. It says regular on it, on the package? It says thick. In the stores, you can either get thin or thick. So basically, it's not shayach b'zman hazeh to get proper tzitzis. Hein mitzad the fact that it's not... By the way, they're never equal. And you don't have the kesher agoidel even by the seven. Okay, what are you going to do? I'm sure soon achshir dara and we'll be able to have regular tzitzis. Now, the thing is, that doesn't sell. Imagine you can't market anything regular. Either the only thing that sells are thin or thick. There's no way to market something regular. I have a shidduch for your daughter. What are you saying? He's regular. No, that doesn't go. Regular doesn't sell. Okay. Siv tezvav. Yesh oimrim shetzarch ledak deik sheyisla hatzitzios lo'orech hatalis. Some say you need to hang the tzitzis by the length of the talis. What does it mean, lo'orech hatalis? Right, because if this is the beged, we had this, you know, dilemma a few times already. But if this is the talis katan, and you're wearing it like this, so we think the length is from up to down, you know. But it's not. Usually, it's the way you wrap yourself in. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Lo'orech hatalis, ayin b'magen Avram shemefarish lo'orech hatalis nikra mashe mesa'atef boi ha'adam. Talking about a talis gadol. That's the way we learned last time. That the length is the longer part that you wrap yourself, and the width is from top to bottom. Now, the hiksha ha'achorinim alzeh, the Be'alocha says, the achorinim ask on this, haloi betzitzis ho'alyoinim, the top tzitzis, imyasa oisam la'orcha talis, if you make them on the length, lo'yiu noitfois ala keren, they're not going to hang over the corner. Sheyu tluyin klape karka. The top tzitzis, if you make them by the length, they're not going to hang on the corner. They're going to be suspended toward the ground. V'tertzuaz, they answer me, komokim l'masa eskimu sheyorse tov sheshneho al yoinim yeyasu b'roichav hatalas v'oy b'archoy. Then they answer that the bottom ones, they should be on the length. But the top ones should be by the width and not in the length. Av koza l'chachila b'di'evet ein kepeda k'mesh v'ashem mishabura. There's no kepeda. The Dirshu brings that the Chazon Ish says that our talisim are very long and they're folded up, so you should hang even the top ones by the length. This way they will hang over the corner. Not clear what this is referring to. Here the Mishnah Berurah says la'orech hatalis ayin la'el b'sif kata nun beiz mahu oirech v'ayin b'ber alacha. So he's the Mishnah Berurah is referring us to what we said earlier, b'sif kata nun beiz, that roichav habeged is for kaimasai and oirech is what you're mesatefin. The be'inan. Okay, so here he's saying to be la'orech hatalis. Here, let's continue the mechaber. I stopped too short. The be'inan sheteinoi tefas ala keren. You need it to be dripping on the corner. Perish tolei al karen. Vim haya barachvai, if you're going to put it on the width, loy haya noitef, it would not drip. Sharei klapei karka hayata, it will be suspended toward the ground. Let's see what this means. Says Mishnah Berurah Dvi'inan, haynu bein b'shas atliya, both at the time that you suspend it, oyachag, or afterwards. Vim nishatu letzad mata, if it goes down, yachzireim, you should return it. Isn't it tassel in a asai? No, Prima Gadim says, if it's, you don't need a real maisa, that's not tassel in a asai. Now, again, we're saying this. If this is your talis gadol, okay, this is long here, from here to here is long, from here to here is height. You put it behind you. So it seems like the tzitzis should be ba'arkai, meaning, if let's say this is the hole, this is the hole over here in the corner, the tzitzis should be like this. Yeah, that's la'arkai, l'chayra. And over here like this. Over here like this, over here like this. We do that? Our makbid on that? And does that mean on a talis katan it should be on the sides? Does that mean on talis katan it should be going this way? Because in the talis katan, the oirech is the other way. So then, so it should be over here going down? The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chozal chalchilav, but the yevid ain't kpeid b'zeh. Achal kapun mizorim oid shaloyu atzitzes tuliyim ba'alaksoin al karen zavius. It should not be diagonal. Mimnei shu minog karam. That's the minog of the sadusi shaloysin kamvim tuliyim. If they're suspended that way, mitzvah lachzir on l'makayman. So it seems like by the talis gadol, it should be la'oirach." So the Bir Halacha said that the top ones should not be la'irech, it should be la'roichev. So what does that mean, that it should be over here going upward? The two top ones should be going upward, so that when it's hanging down, it will be going down as opposed to the side? Okay, we have to bring a talis gadol tomorrow. But according to the Bir Halacha, all of them should be so the Bir Halacha says that the bottom string should be la'irech. The bottom string should be la'irech, and the top ones should be la'roichev. So again, this is the oirech of the baged. Yeah? You want to demonstrate? The bottom, this is the oirech of the baged. So according to the Bir Halacha, the bottom one should be la'oirech, coming out of the length, right? And the top string should come out of the width, going up, right? Is that correct? What is that? I don't know. That's your back or your front?
This is the back corner.
So the back should be on the length.
That's right.
And the right. And the top, the front.
The top, but like the Chazanish said in the Dershu, things are you fold it over the shoulder, so it has to be the other way, really.
No, the Bir Halacha says that the front should be the width. So it should not come out of the side, it should come down.
That's talking about, that's if you wrap it around yourself like this. If you wrap it around yourself, and you do it like this, so then it's not on the corner. You have to pull it to the top. But the Chazanish says, things that we do it, we put it over our shoulder, so then it does drop on the shoulder when it's on the...
The Bir Halacha says the top strings, which are the ones that hang in the front, you should make on the width. Okay? Which means that they're going to be then... Are they going to be hanging down or hanging to the side? It doesn't matter. I mean, the Bir Halacha says you put it in the width of the beged, which is from top to bottom. Chazonish says you always put it on the length. The Bir Halacha says you put it by the width. I don't think, by the way, people are makbid the way the Bir Halacha says it, that the bottom one should be on the length and the top ones should be on the width. I don't think people do that. I think either they don't know this inyan, so they never thought about it in their entire life, or they make them all consistent. So,
right.
Again, b'di'evit it doesn't matter, but it would be nice to do it l'chatchila, the correct way. So for now, the Bir Halacha is saying the two top strings, which are the ones hanging in front of you, should be hanging on the width of the beged. Chazonish says the length. Let's look into it more over the next day. And we'll continue here in the middle of Sif Tezvav for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.